Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Prospering Through the Psalms with Dr. Mineta. We are live for the next 30 minutes here in our radio studio, and if you have a question or comment, you can dial 1-347-945-6272 with your question or comment. This is day 19 of our 150-day journey of prospering through the Psalms. We are excited to be back with you on this day. We want to make sure we share with you out of the Word of God coming out of Psalms 19. If this is your first time joining with us, I strongly encourage you to go to our archives, our 24/7 archives that's available for you to go in and listen to our previous programs that have taken place over the last 19 days that we are reading the Word of God in relationship to prospering and to prosperity and to blessings and to success and wealth and honor. I list and share with you from the Word of God through Genesis to Revelation, but we are focusing on the Psalms and how the Word of God is telling us to prosper. So that's our theme for today, is prospering through God's Word, beloved. The wealth of the Word. The wealth of the Word. If you don't have a journal or something to write with, something to write on, I would strongly encourage you to grab something, because as we share with you, you'll get a greater revelation, greater understanding, clarity to what God is speaking to us through His Word regarding prosperity. It all comes from God, and we are excited that you are part of this journey. Only day 19, so you haven't missed much. I know you can help us. We need your help, and how can you do that? By sharing it on your social media platform, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Snapchat, whichever platform you're using, we want you to share it with your friends. They will be blessed and strengthened and inspired and encouraged and empowered as we continue to study out about prospering through the Psalms. Prospering through the Psalms. Today, as we look at Psalms 19, and I want to give you the verse, and I will read it for you. Psalms 19, verse 11. Psalms 19, verse 11. And for your hearing, the word of the Lord says, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Let me read that to you again. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, there is great reward, there is great blessings, there is great wealth, there is great prosperity. I want you to circle, highlight, underline, great reward. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. Just to give you a little backdrop on this particular psalm. And you can go back as your assignment, as your point of application, to go back and read what the psalmist, what David is speaking to you and to me in this time, in this season. I'm being led to read their entire Psalms 19. It's only 14 verses, but I think you will capture even a greater understanding of what the psalmist is speaking to us, but our key verse is verse 11. So for your hearing. Psalms 19, verse 11. By now, you should have had enough time to get your Bible and to get something to write on and write with. So Psalms 19, I'm going to read the entire passage of scripture out of Psalms 19. And it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night revealing knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoicing like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end. There's nothing hidden from its heat." Verse 7, I want to emphasize verse 7, 8, and 9. "The law of the Lord is perfect." The law, the commandments, the precepts, the word is perfect, converting the souls. "The testimony of the Lord is pure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." So I want you to underline law, testimony, statute, and commandment. Verse 9, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the law are true and righteous altogether." Underline judgment, the judgment of the Lord. Verse 10, "More to be desired are they than gold." We're talking about the word of God. We're talking about the judgment. We're talking about the commandment. We're talking about the statute. We're talking about the testimony. We're talking about the law. "Are more to be desired than gold." Yes, than fine gold. "Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." Verse 11, "Moreover, by them your servant is warned." By them, talking about the law, talking about the word, talking about the testament, talking about the statutes, the commandments, the judgment, the word. The word warns us, you, me. God's servant is warned. And for us keeping them, there is great reward. There's great benefits. There's great wealth. There's great prosperity. There's great peace. As I shared several weeks ago, other words that are related to prosperity, when we look at great reward and we think of these words that are related to the great reward, there's blessings, there's glory and success, great favor, great riches, great abundance, great wealth, great peace, great flourishing, great fatness, great reward. There it is. Great gold, silver, great treasure, plenty, increase, benefit, bountiful, promotion, fruitfulness, enlarge, and largeness. So, beloved, here we see great reward is related to prosperity. Your prosperity, you will prosper through the word of God that is showing us and is telling us that we should desire the word of God more than gold, more than fine gold, and that the word of God is sweeter than honey and the honeycomb, and that we would have great benefits, great rewards by keeping God's word. And so verse 12 goes on to say, who can understand his error? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Last verse, very familiar passages of Scripture. Verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, Lord, in your sight, my strength, my kayil. If you've been traveling with us on this journey, that's what the word kayil, C-H-A-Y-I-L, represents strength, as I shared with you on yesterday. So the strength of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So as we continue to connect the dots in relationship to prospering through the Psalms, that we will gather and recall and meditate and study and memorize God's word. Kayil is a Hebrew word meaning strength, might, efficiency, wealth, force, and army. See, so the Lord is our strength and our redeemer. Oh, it's an exciting time as we will prosper through the word of God. That prosper, it has many different words that are related to prosperity in connection to the Hebrew words as well as the Greek words. And so to prosper means to succeed in an enterprise or activity, especially to achieve economic success, to become strong and flourishing, according to a Western dictionary. But there are many other words that I have shared with you over the last several weeks that you can go back in and listen. So as the psalmist is speaking to you and me today out of verse 11, moreover, by them, the word of God, is thy servant warned. We are warned by the word of God. And us keeping them, keeping his law, keeping his commandments, keeping his statutes. That's right. Keeping his judgments is that we would be blessed. We would have a great reward. See, blessed and blessings are related to prosperity. See, it's more just than the natural, but also spiritual blessings, natural blessings and spiritual blessings. So when we think about the law, we often think of something that keeps us from having fun. But here we see the opposite, the law that converts us, makes us wise and rejoices the heart and enlightens the eyes and warns us and rewards us. You know, see, in most cities and states and counties, we have a speed limit. It is a law, whether it's 30 miles per hour or 55 miles per hour or 75 miles per hour, it is a warning. It is for your safety. A law. It's not to stop you from having fun. It is to stop you from injuring yourself or others. So we can see that the law converts us and the law makes us wise. And we rejoice when we arrive at our destination without harm. And that's because God's laws are guidelines and they're lights on our path rather than chains on our hands and our feet. And so you can take God's word, law, precepts, commandments, statutes, judgments, and apply them to any area of our lives, in our relationships, in our community, in our business, in the house of the Lord, every aspect. Because his law, they're guidelines for you and me to uphold rather than be chains, that's right, on our feet, on our minds, on our hands. And so what these laws do, beloved, is they point at danger and they warn us. Then God's word points us as success and guides us. We know in Joshua 1:8-9, I want to read that for you as well, because God was giving Joshua some instructions of how to be successful and how to prosper. He says to Joshua in 1:8-9, he says, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth." Now, we just said, it's the meditation of my heart. That's right. See, God's word is laid out for us, beloved. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in the sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So the Lord God is speaking to Joshua here. And he tells him, do not let the word depart from your mouth, but you should meditate on it day and night, and that you should observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. There it is, the wealth of God's word, the wealth of God's word, that we would prosper. We would make our way prosperous, and then we would have good success. And then verse 9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong. There's that word strength. Be strong. Be of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. But when we think in terms, a prospering through God's word, that there is great wealth and riches in the word of God. If we would meditate on it, if we would obey the word of God, memorize the word of God, study the word of God, decree, declare, and confess the word of God over our lives, that then we would make our way prosperous and then have good success. So God has laid out guidelines for you and for me to follow as the psalmist was speaking to us, that the heavens declared the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork. So, beloved, we're already in position to prosper. And glory is one of the words related to prosperity. That's right, beloved. So I want you to go back and underline the word glory, which is, represents a different aspect of prosperity. Oh, this is exciting when we start embracing God's word and looking at God's word from a different perspective. That God is speaking to you and to me at this time. In verse 10, it says that more to be desired are they than gold. Gold represents, again, another aspect of prosperity. So we see gold listed twice in verse 10. And then in verse 11, there's a great reward. So underline great reward, because reward represents an aspect of prosperity too. Oh yes, we're laying this foundation when we pull and extract what God is speaking to us through his word, that we would prosper through the Psalms, that we shift and would have a different lens on how we look at the word of God today and the days to come, that God wants us to prosper. He takes great delight in the prosperity of his children, according to Psalms 35:27. That's one of our key verses, for it says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God takes pleasure in your prosperity, beloved. And so we can pray, according to Psalms 118:25. Lord God, O Lord, save and send prosperity now. Oh, yes, today, beloved, as we close out on Psalms 19, that we cry out unto the Lord, our prayer, O Lord, save now. We beseech you, O Lord, we beseech you, send now prosperity and give us success. Amen, amen. That is the conclusion of today's Prospering Through the Psalms. I pray that you've been blessed, you've been encouraged, you've been strengthened, you've been inspired, and you have been empowered by God's word as we prosper through the Psalms, and that the wealth of the word will manifest in your life as God spoke to Joshua in 1:8. We thank God for you being with us today. We look forward to being back tomorrow here on our Blog Talk Radio program. So God's blessings to you. May the peace of God, the love of God, the provision of God, the protection of God be upon you this day. That is my prayer. In Jesus' name, shalom, shalom, shalom. God bless each of you. And make sure you share this link. Make sure you share this message. Make sure you share this teaching with someone else that will be blessed. They will be strengthened. They will be inspired. They will be encouraged. They will be empowered as we continue this journey of prospering through the Psalms. I am really excited. Day 19, we have 131 days to go until December 31st. You don't want to miss, as we post on our Facebook page, our LinkedIn page, our Pinterest page, our Twitter, you can help get this word out so others will be blessed as well. This is Apostle Monetta Hare. May the peace of God be with you and his prosperity in your household this day. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom. God bless each of you.